wagons with the voices of a city being born. I like to think you heard something. Yeah, even just the floorboard slumping. After hours in the basement, the shelf down in the store.
Another of my favorite records from last year. That's Jimmy and the Moon, Stephen Stanley Band. We got Stephen on the phone. Thanks for chatting with us today, buddy.
Good to chat with you, Jeff. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you? We talked about this record about a year ago, actually, and it seems like it's been quite a year for you.
It's been an amazing year, and yeah, you're right. It's like it's coming up to. We put it out at the end of November, so it's a year goes fast. That's all I can say. It doesn't seem like it's been a year yet, but it certainly has been. Yeah, it's been a great year. And as you know, the centerpiece of the whole year was a summer that started in Germany in Oberhausen, which was two pretty amazing days, nights.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, we stretched out. We had the dinner before, so it ended up. Yeah, it was a couple. Couple of days.
That's right. It was more like it was almost 4 days. Yeah. when you put it all down on paper. That's yeah. Right. We had that amazing night with Tara Lightfoot and Charlie and
yeah. We had some fun. But I mean, the reaction to you guys, especially you and Hadley. You know, I went around asking everybody who their favorite things were, and I'm not just saying this because I have you on the phone. Your name and Hadley's came up more than anybody else's.
Oh, that's really nice.
And you just seem to strike a chord with a lot of people.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I mean,
I'll talk from to my, about that.
I'm a pretty humble guy with that kind of stuff, but that's amazing. But I have to say, like, I mean, just the, you know, the lineup in general for that festival for 2 days was like the best music lineup I've ever seen in my life. Like, just bands that have resonated with me to this day that I listen to. Like, I mean, I don't know if the Prince Grizzly record is fantastic. Yeah. I just did a podcast this week with a guy named Brent Jensen, and we centered it around the European tour, but it was to pick like 7 songs that have changed you or mean a lot to you. And I talked a lot about Prince Grizzly and about Shane Joyce, who leads the Midnight Union Bands. Right. I think his record's fantastic too.
Yeah,
The Sadness of King Joyce, and it was just beautifully curated festival. That's all there is to it. I mean, you didn't want to miss a second of the music, and it was so well set up and so well paced that just a great, great thing. And you know, and of course you tying it all together with your between band discussions and setups. It was amazing. It was just amazing.
It was certainly fun, and it's such a great bunch of people who are all there for the music, and there's no jerks, there's no egos, there's no problems. It's just it's pure heaven is what it is.
It really is. And what was cool is we started there and then went through the UK Ireland, and literally I don't know if there was more than 2 shows where somebody that had been to that festival didn't show up again. Like, it's just amazing from that point of view. Cool.
What are some other highlights of the year? What about here back home? What have you been doing here?
We've been just kind of working pretty steadily, and when we play as often as we can, and you know, mostly sort of centered around like later parts of weeks and doing stuff in Ontario. And we've had a lot of good gigs. We've had sort of a rotating rotating set of drummers coming in and out. So yeah. That's been interesting. You know, it's funny because like we really, the band that exists on the home front and the band we took to Ireland, there were some things like Chris Bennett's obviously the my collaborator, but then we had, you know, in Ireland, we had Chris Brown playing keyboards, and he's, you know, I mean, he plays with us occasionally, but that was a real treat. And Hadley was there, and so she sings backup on the record. And then we had Jared Maloney from Kilkenny, Ireland, playing accordion.
That's such
and,
a nice treat.
Well, as you know, you just recently sent me the entire recording of the set, which I didn't know existed, but at some point I want to do something with it because I think I'm so proud of the way that whole thing works. But the thing that sticks out to me the most is what Jared brought to that set with very little rehearsal. And there's so many things I'm like, oh man, we should have had him on the whole record because he only played on one song on the record. So you know, the band's different here than it was there. And it's, but what this year has sort of proven to be is that I've become less tied to the idea that, you know, it's going to be the same band every night. So that, and that's cool. It's been a lot of fun. We're working on a video for Under the Minor Bird right now, actually.
Oh, really?
Probably. Yeah, we're going to shoot something in the next few weeks. And right now I've got some archivist friends collecting 60s either Toronto footage or stills that we can work with to sort of put them together. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, that's great. Great.
Yeah.
Well, are you surprised by this year? I mean, I know we talked before, you were in the band for so long and stuff and going out on your own. I mean, you had other records out before, but I guess you always had the band to go back to. But this time it's just you. And were you kind of surprised at how things worked out? Because they seem to have worked out fairly well.
Things have worked out well. You know, it's funny because, like, playing with a band like Close to the Low, like, you know, I mean, I remember a day when everything that was happening with that band was a surprise. You know, we put that record out many, many years ago now, 1991, the first record came out, and we had no sort of preconceived notion that anything was going to happen because the three of us, Ron and Dave and I, had been in a band for 5 years leading up to that we decided to... We were either going to disband or put something else together. So we decided not to disband and kept going. But those 5 years had proven that, you know, chances are nothing was going to happen. So when something did happen, it was a surprise every day. Like, literally every day was a surprise. So I don't know if this year's been a surprise. I mean, it's the funny thing about being, you know, still an indie musician all these years later is, the one thing that's not a surprise is that if you ain't working on something, nothing's happening, right? So just today I spent 4 hours driving records around to stores and stuff like that. The beat goes on that way. You got to keep going. And if you generate nothing, nothing will happen. If you generate something, something may happen.
Right.
So the biggest surprise, I mean, you know, not to go back to Oberhausen, but the biggest surprise was getting that initial email from Dietmar from the Static Roots Festival, and that just launched this entire, I can't understate how great it all was, because what it showed us as players is that, you know, there is a bit of complacency on the home front because we play here a lot, and people don't want to see us or don't like us, but going over there...
Well, you kind of get used to who's playing around, and
of course, it
doesn't seem as special anymore, so yeah, that kind of what happens, but then you go to a new place, and it's something brand new.
So we're talking to an agent from the UK right now to hopefully put something else together. And the other cool thing that's coming up is we're probably going to do early part of 2019. We're going to do a run through the States. So we're just sort of figuring that out right now to see how involved that can be. But again, that's going to be kind of cool things. Probably starting in Buffalo and going through to Massachusetts and places like that. So.
Have we lost the dream of getting you out here out west with the Wolf Island crew? Is that dream officially dead now?
It's not dead by any means. Like Chris and I have some talking to do. Chris is actually in Ireland right now with Joey Wright and Jenny Wheatley. So they're having a really good tour from the looks of it. Although I gather there's some kind of big weather system coming in right now. So I'm not sure what's happening there, but they've done a lot of the places that we played on our Irish tour, and then they've added some others too. So, you know, that option will hopefully be open to us again soon, because I'd really like to go back. But No, I want to get out west. And the problem with this country is, you know, is it's so big.
It is. It sure is.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got to figure something out. I mean, I definitely, it's been 2007, I think, was the last time I was out west, which really sucks. But
yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So we'll try to figure that out.
We'll work something out for sure.
How's the fundraising going?
Oh, it's going well. Yeah, we're raising money for UMFM Pledgerama. And, you know, we're trying to impress upon people, you know, kind of the importance of this kind of radio. And I mean, you're like, for you directly, I mean, Dietmar heard your song on this show and immediately fell in love with it. And that's
yeah.
why he ended up getting that. So we can see those kinds of things coming out of it. But is there anything else you want to say about the importance of this kind of medium, either as a musician or a fan or?
Well, as both. I mean, like you said, for people like Dietmar and the fact that that was the sort of the catalyst for what launched an amazing year for us is unbelievable. But it really is. It's so much harder to you know. There's so much out there right now, and I think people like you and stations like the one you're on help to link people up to music they like, which is great. And you know, just the way you support local and indie music is beyond, and it's a harder game. It's a harder game these days, so incredibly important. But you know, like I said, for me personally, the idea that it really did launch this amazing adventure that this year's been is quite incredible. And you know, to go back to need I remind that you were the voice of the Lowest of the Low documentary we did on our 20th anniversary.
It's still amazing.
But truly, that truly launched that whole project, because we didn't really have an idea until we sort of, Dave sort of tabled the idea, well, let's listen to that interview that Jeff did, because it was completely the history of the band in one 20-minute sort of barrage of questions and answers. So
yeah.
It was pretty cool. And actually, I actually just met with Dave and Ron and Lawrence and Dylan for the first time in 5 years. We
really?
Sat down and had some chicken wings actually the other night, and it was great. It was mostly with no ulterior motive, just to sort of say hello. But they're putting out a retrospective of the entire Lowest of Low career. So I mean, you know, I mean, in the end, I had something to do with that because I was probably on 85% of what's going to be in that set. So
yeah,
that's cool. And that's coming out sometime this year, towards the end of the year, I think. So, but, you know, that's funny because Lawrence brought the 20th anniversary Shakespeare, asked me to sign for a fan in Buffalo, and reminded me, oh yeah, that's the stuff that just, Jeff saw it. Maybe one of these days I'll watch it again.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that you guys had that opportunity, and that's, things are going well.
Yeah, it's like it's just been a crazy good year. And you know, the thing is, the funny thing for me about staying in Lowest of Low or leaving Lowest of Low, like none of this year and making this record would have happened if I'd stayed in the band. I really I needed the time to focus on this and let this thing just stay. And working with Chris Brown was a slow and wonderful process, and I wouldn't have had time to do that.
Right.
But I was still playing in Lowest of Low, so you know. Things happen for a reason, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have to wrap things up here. We got another show coming in at 4, but it's always such a pleasure to talk to you. It's always so much fun, and you've just been such a great friend to me for so many years, and that just that amazes me because I'm such a fan of everything that you've done. So I want to thank you for
really
that.
Nice. Yeah, I feel completely the same, and like I said, this summer and seeing what you and Dietmar have done together with that festival is just a beautiful thing. So,
I love it when people give me credit for that. Like I had anything to do with it, but
well, okay. Let me put it this way then, because even if you don't, you play one major role in that. Dietmar clearly doesn't want to be the outward face of the festival. Like, I mean,
right.
Even if he's the mad scientist putting all that together, because I think he is.
Yes.
You're still the guy who represents it, you know, all through the year, but especially there. It's like your presence at the event is undeniable. So, and that's an important part of it.
Yeah.
That's you though. You've always downplayed your role in the Lowest of the Low documentary too. But I mean, to me, that was it wouldn't happen without it. That's what I'm trying to say. So
that's amazing to me. Anyways, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And, hopefully we'll see you again one of these fine days.
For sure. Well, good luck. And, I'll be going online and making a pledge too.
Oh,
so,
too
Yeah. We'll talk to you soon then, Jeff.
Thanks very much.
Right, take care.
All right. Thanks a lot. There's Stephen Stanley. His new album, Jimmy the Moon, is absolutely fantastic. One of my favorite of last year. We are almost out of time. We're going to get the Can We Hang kids coming in here in a few minutes. We'll play a bit of Stephen in just a second. But I do want to thank everybody who's pledged so far, at least the ones that I know about anyway. Aaron Shorten, thank you very much. Dietmar, of course. What a sweet, wonderful man. Allison, Andreas, Jane, of course. Thank you, dear. Connor. Mike and Eugene, Tim and Jan, John out there taking your calls and donating still. Debbie, Tanya, Barb, who had to go, Nicole Reese, Tim Shorten, Gene and Boyd, Ole and Laura, Terry Friesen, and Marianne, I'm sure, had something to do with that too. Thank you very much. Connie gave us a pledge. My mother, of course, wonderful, generous pledge once again. Laura Graham, what can we say about Laura Graham? We love her so much. Her and Rob have just been so supportive over so many years. Aaron and Brandy, thank you very much for once again supporting us. Sounds like Devin put in a pledge as well. And Jeff O'Leary, and I'm sure I'll find out about a couple more after I wrap things up in just a second. I'm going to stick around and hang out with Waxy and be here for Gail's show as well, so I'll be here. But I'll also be here Wednesday night hanging out with Connor on Dagwood Radio and then hosting the morning show Friday from 6 to 9. So tune in for that, as well as next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Teleband to Go Home returns. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Check out telebandtogohome.com. We can still take your pledge, 204-474-6610 or umfm.com/donate.
From myself tonight, I'm just in here washing my hands, and these stains ain't coming out.